Hello everyone, I'm Ankurshiv Gandhari and welcome to the first episode of The Shopper in Shorts. So what is this, The Shopper in Shorts? It is exactly as it says on the tin. The shopper, the concept of the shopper, the concept of shopper marketing. Why should you listen to me when I talk about shopper or shopper marketing and related concepts? I've had the opportunity over more than 20 years to work in this space. I've been lucky enough to work with various consumer goods organizations, many big brands that you would have heard of across more than 50 countries. And I've dived into, wrestled with these concepts of shopper, consumer, channel, category. What is the commonality between these? What is the difference between these? So my objective through these series is to share with you what I have learned, to hopefully demystify some of these concepts. For example, what is the difference between a shopper and a consumer? Could they be the same person? Could they be different? We have our thoughts and we'll share those with you.
Why is the shopper important? Well, you might spend all the resources, all the money, all the time, all the efforts in creating a consideration for your brand. But if the brand doesn't appeal to the shopper at the point of purchase, what is the point? At the point of purchase, or the last 50 yards, or the first moment of truth, and there are multiple different ways to describe it, where a shopper engages with the brand and actually purchases it. If you are not able to influence the shopper at that particular instance, all the efforts are waste. That is why shopper is so very important. That is what actually converts all the efforts into hard, tangible value. And that is what we are going to focus on as part of this series. The concept of category. What is a category? Do you have a kitchen at home? Most probably you do. How do you put your utensils in your kitchen? Do you put maybe 4 spoons in one cupboard and 6 spoons in another cupboard and, you know, another 7 or 8 spoons in that cupboard under the sink? Maybe not. I am guessing that most probably you put all the spoons together. There might be, you know, 1 or 2 instances where that's not the case, but largely that is what would happen. You'll most probably put your pots and pans together. You'll most probably put your forks together. You'll most probably put your cereals together. This whole clubbing that you do is what is category in a very simple instance. The example we are going to use of Chisbury Foods. Chisbury Foods deals in baked products, biscuits. Biscuits, because it is one particular type of consumption, is what is classified as a category. Likewise, shampoos is a category. If you take it at a higher level, you can call it hair care. You can structure it sort of at different levels between those as well and go to a much higher level, you can call it beauty. You can go on an even higher level and call it personal care. But ultimately, clubbing, structuring products according to similar characteristics of the purpose they solve is what helps define a category. And this whole concept and the role it plays in shopper marketing is so beautiful. And that is what we will be talking about as one of the key ingredients of this whole concept of the shopper and the shopper in shorts.
So over the next initial 2 or 3 episodes, we'll be talking about some of these basic concepts, the shopper, the consumer, category, channel, what is trade marketing, what is shopper marketing, what is customer marketing, what are the similarities, what are the differences. And to talk about all of these, we will be using our 7-step shopper marketing framework, which you see here. And at this point, I would like to thank people across the world who provided input into the refinement of this seven-step shopper marketing framework. So this framework will guide these series, but we'll talk about various concepts, live case studies, what is happening in the world, current concepts, but largely we'll be focusing on the shopper. So as a small teaser in this very first episode, I'm going to talk to you and share with you the very basic concept of what is the shopper, consumer, category, channel, and the difference between those. Most of you might already know that, so my apologies if I'm preaching to the converted, but what I want to do is start these series at a very basic level so that we can take everyone on the same journey. So, the starting entity for us, for me, is the manufacturer or a service provider of product or service. We take an example of a company called Chisbury Foods. So this is Chisbury Foods. Chisbury Foods makes baked products, biscuits, cakes, etc. So Chisbury Foods is the manufacturer in this situation. It could be a service provider providing some other service in another situation. So Chisbury Foods is the manufacturer. The entity that Chisbury Foods sells to. So let's say Chisbury Foods is selling to retailers in the UK. It could be Tesco, it could be Asda, it could be a make-believe retailer, Walco, for example. So Walco or Tesco or Asda is or are the customers of Chisbury Foods. So Chisbury Foods, the manufacturer, Tesco, Asda, Walco, the customers. A mother who goes to buy these particular Chisbury Foods biscuits in a Walco is the shopper. The child who might consume this particular biscuit is the consumer. So for us, there is a very clear distinction between manufacturer, customer, shopper, and consumer. What is a channel? A set of customers who have same characteristics are the channel. So if it is Tesco, Asda, for example, in the UK, that is something that you can call as a multiple retail channel or a grocery channel. So likewise, you can have convenience channel, you can have a club channel, you can have an online channel, for example, Amazon. So that is the role that channel plays. So I've talked to you about five key concepts: manufacturer or service provider, a channel, a customer, a shopper, and a consumer. So at a very basic level, that is what it is. Difference between shopper and consumer, we very strongly believe that they are totally two different, distinct entities. Even if a shopper is buying something to consume themselves, we still believe that they need to be treated separately as a consumer and a shopper. Because the journey they would be going on when they're thinking about consumption would be very different to the journey they'll be going on when they're thinking of shopping for a particular product. But anyway, we will talk about these concepts in detail. So in summary, over the next few episodes of this series, we will talk about the basic concepts surrounding the shopper, trade marketing, shopper marketing, etc. And then we'll get into live examples and what is happening in the world of shopper marketing. Do join us on these future episodes as well. Do subscribe to our channels. And if there are any particular topics you want us to address, please do let us know and we'll try to address them. But thank you so much for watching. And we're very excited to be bringing this series, The Shopper in Shorts, to you. And we'll try to talk about the shoppers across various channels, across various countries during this series. Keep listening. Do keep joining us. See you next time. Thank you.